Apprentice Cade. Apprentice Cade, are you there, Apprentice Cade?
Mum? Is that you? No, you called me at the wrong time again, Mum. No, wait. Oh my. You have a deeper voice. Ah, Master Eon. Sorry about that. What can I do for you, Master Eon?
I have a job for you, Apprentice Cade. The job is called an intro. Do you know what an intro is?
Oh, yeah. Hello. My name is Cade. I'm an apprentice. And you're Master Eon, yes? Ah, yes. That's totally an intro, right?
So at the count of three, I want you to do the greatest intro for the greatest interactive figure podcast ever. A podcast that will cover all the realms, Skylands, Disney Infinity, Amiibo, and even Lego Dimensions.
Oh, right, yes.
We'll begin in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello there, fellow portal masters and other human beings. I am Apprentice Cade. And now, we are proud to present the Interactive Figure Podcast, where we'll be talking about all the different realms. And now, here's your host, Raygun 5! No, wait, no, it's wrong. He is just the first part. Raygun!
And so, young portal masters, are you ready for the challenge? Then jump on your portal. We have an adventure to go on. Let's go.
Hey, Arcaders! It's Ray Gunn here with another edition of the Interactive Figure Podcast.
Woohoo!
Number 2. We are really on a roll with this thing.
Dose!
And our roundtable discussion has a couple of additional guests. We'll get to them in just a minute. Let's go around the table. We'll start over here with Uber Nerd.
Hi, everybody. My name is Uber Nerd.
Yes. Do you work at a filling station now?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Sorry.
All right. So,
that happened.
Yes, it did. Okay, and I know I heard Sir Luna in there. Give a hidey-ho.
Hidey-ho!
It's Sir Luna, everybody.
There we go. He changed his voice all of a sudden. And I heard Jabbo back there.
Hey, everyone. Jabbo's here with you.
All right. And our guests for tonight go without introduction, but I'm going to give one anyway. They are the Gamesters, part of them. I would say two-thirds of them. Why don't you guys give a hi out to the audience?
Hello!
Here. That would be the Winston and Azarel.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
All right, and they're going to join us to go over all the shenanigans that's going on in the interactive gaming world right now. So let's jump right in, guys. We're going to talk a little interactive news.
Interactive figure news.
Okay, in interactive game news, really, we have a lot to cover in all the realms, but really right now we're going to talk about the announcement that LEGO Dimensions has also added another group of characters. The characters from the TV show Scooby-Doo have been announced. They are actually going to be in the game. What does everybody think about this crazy detail?
That, I think it's going to be great.
Wow.
What do you think, Raggy?
That certainly does sound like good news for us, huh, buddy old pal?
Right.
Spot on, guys.
Yeah, you know, I think Hanna-Barbera might be looking for help. I don't know. You guys might have some work to do. So, yeah.
Don't ask for us to take on spooky houses or anything like that, okay?
Well, we don't do spooky houses.
I'm pretty excited about this because we already have Back to the Future and Portal and Doctor Who. Could you imagine having Scooby-Doo jump in the TARDIS? Anybody? I mean, this is like, you know, I think the game has potential. It's actually tallying up to be quite a value at $100, if you ask me at this point. Because, you know, adding all these characters, you're going to be able to play for quite a long time, I think.
I think so, too. I mean, all these different characters that are going to be in the game and all the different, you know, franchises and stuff. I mean, I'm really excited to see what they do with Portal and Lego. That's really exciting. What do you guys think?
That is very, very intriguing. I do love Scooby-Doo, so I'm a big fan of him. I have to say, I can't wait to see, like, any of the Alien vs. Predators and stuff like that.
We'll see if that jumps. That would be interesting. You know, maybe that's something we could put up on the site, a poll to see who they would like to see in this game, because we still have a few months to go, so anything at this point could happen within this game. And given the fact that they just opened up Lego Worlds online, you know, Lego's going to have a pretty big year this year with gaming, I think. This is pretty big news for them.
Right.
So, and also, the next thing I wanted to talk about, Uber Nerd, what is that? The Toy Soldiers. Has anybody heard about this Toy Soldiers game yet?
I have not.
Okay. There was a video online today that went over this game. It's coming out. I can't remember. It's not. Is it Ubisoft? I think it is Ubisoft.
It is Ubisoft.
Yeah. Ubisoft is doing this game. It goes back to the days of the Army Men games. That's what it looks like to me. You have a battlefield. You drop in toys, and they play. Of course, nothing has been mentioned about interactive figures, but what makes it interesting is they're going back to older toy lines and incorporating them into the game. Two of which I'm very excited about, G.I. Joe and He-Man. I mean, just...
By the power of Grayskull!
I mean, and the video is pretty amazing because he actually sends an army of orcos out to destroy the opposing army. That, to me, was just worth every penny. I'm... Yeah, this is...
The power.
See, Eric is—he's very. Sir Luna's very excited about this game. So I'm excited to hear more about it. It was more of a teaser trailer today, so we'll know more towards the fall probably. And of course, E3 coming up. They're probably going to.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
is it that,
I know, right?
Wow. Boy, time flies.
We're getting some good announcements already.
I mean, yeah, that's the scary part is this year, they're just dropping the gambit on us.
I have a question. Isn't Toy Soldiers a game that's been going on since, like, PlayStation 1?
I think it... Well, back then, I think it was called Army Men, wasn't it?
I think it might have.
I think it was Army Men. Because... Okay. And that was interesting in itself, because it kind of took, you know, the classic, you know, Army Men scenario and opened it up to an actual battle that you could, you know, set up and see what happens. This, to me, though, is very different because they're incorporating different types of characters that you can actually interact and play with. I know that there's a German army, and there's He-Man, there's G.I. Joe, there's a girl from the future. I'm not sure what's going on with that one. And then there was another, like a cutie toy kind of, like My Little Pony kind of style thing going on as well. But what caught my attention on the Facebook post was that they showed He-Man on Battle Cat. And I was like, what is this all about? So I clicked on it, and I'm like, this is going to be pretty cool stuff. Now, it has been announced for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. So there's no word whether or not it'll be on Wii U as of yet. But I would be shocked if they didn't put this on Wii U.
According to what I'm reading on the article, there are two more armies left to reveal. They haven't revealed them yet.
Yep.
And the consensus is that this is going to be Transformers.
Okay. Wow. That would be pretty cool.
That makes sense to me.
Yes. I think that'll be very cool. But anyway, that's enough about the news of what's going on right now in the interactive field. And again, with E3 right there next week, we're going to have a lot more information for our next podcast, which will be an E3 wrap-up show that we'll do probably in the next 2 weeks. Let's jump right into what we already know, the big news that came out this past like week and a half about Skylanders. We finally have the game itself. So, Uber Nerd, let's jump over to you and let's talk about Skylanders.
Let's take a look at what's going on in the realm of Skylanders.
All right, so Skylanders. So the game is going to be called Skylanders Superchargers. And for the first time ever, not only will you get to be able to play the Skylanders themselves, but you also will be able to have vehicles to jump into. These vehicles are also, which I think is the coolest part, The vehicles themselves will actually be real playable toys instead of just little statues like the other ones are. The wheels will move. You'll be able to play with them. You'll be able to actually like spin the propellers or spin the
wheels
and stuff. This is going to be really cool. Isn't it? So the official release date, and by the way, it's coming first to America, which is another really crazy thing. It's coming September 20th. That is the release date. The starter set comes with a new portal, which, by the way, they said that the old portals will work with the new game.
When you told me that was worth the price of admission alone, because I think all of us can agree, the one thing we cannot stand when you have to get the new game is usually you have to get a new portal.
Right.
So knowing now that I can actually use my portals, with the exception, of course, of Trap Team, probably because of all the little traps
and
stuff.
No, you can use traps.
Really? Yep, interesting.
Traps will be integrated into the game. It's going to be a little different than Trap Team, but yeah, they'll be integrated into the
game.
That
is really amazing.
So the starter set comes with the brand new portal, which is a lot bigger than the previous portals. It looks more like a ramp. Kind of like if you could picture a pit stop for like NASCARs, kind of looks like that. It'll have a little space for the traps, so you can put the traps in. It comes with a character called Hot Streak, which I have to say looks amazing. He's like a dragon mixed with stone and fire. He's really cool. He comes with a car. The land-based vehicle is called Hot Streak. The character is called Spitfire.
Okay.
So the vehicle's called Hot Streak. And also a redesign of Stealth Elf named Super Shot Stealth Elf.
Oh, wow.
Now, every vehicle in this game will be able to be used by every figure in the game as well. All the figures from all the previous games work perfectly well. And you can use those figures and actually jump into the cars.
Wow.
Which is going to be really, really cool. They are releasing 20 different figures alongside the game. Some of them are going to be revamped versions of old figures.
Okay.
They also, according to what I found out, the vehicles can be upgraded, but only with the superchargers.
Okay.
The superchargers are the gimmick characters for the game. They're going to be the only characters that can mod the vehicles, upgrade them, and you also get special bonuses. But any character can drive them.
Okay.
My theory is that the elemental gates this time around will be only for the vehicles, and so you can, as long as you have a vehicle with of that type, you can use that vehicle in that area.
Okay.
They also said that if you're playing co-op. They'll do a Mario Kart Double Dash style thing where you can't use two vehicles.
Okay.
So you can't have one player use their vehicle. You can only put one vehicle in, but one person will jump into the cockpit and drive it. The other person will shoot the guns.
Okay, that's interesting.
So,
that's
very
interesting.
Very Halo-esque or
Double Dash.
Double Dash, yes.
Yeah.
What do you guys think so far?
Sounds awesome.
Oh, you're all sounding out at the same time.
Okay, I'll let everyone else go first.
Go ahead. Go ahead, DeWinston. What do you think, man?
Oh, I'm going first. I said, I think it's very awesome. I do miss Mario Kart Double Dash. And, of course, I don't have too much experience with the Skylanders besides what you have shown us in the episode number,
Gangsters.
Somewhere around those. One of those older episodes. But, yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of, like, you know, now I'm going to take those toys and start bashing things together. I mean, heck with the game. I've already got the toys. Let me beat this pudding out of them.
Exactly.
What about you, Azrael?
I think it's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah. I think modding the cars will be a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
What about you, Jabbo?
Now, I'm not a huge Skylanders fan, but I just love looking at these figurines, because one of the best things about the interactive figures, of course, is the highly collectible aspect of it. Just have this monstrosity sitting on your shelf and adding vehicles to that. Ugh. Collection's gonna look so awesome.
All right, there's one piece of news I left for last, and I haven't even told Raygun this yet.
Oh boy.
Not only will it be for all versions of the game, all versions of the systems, but all systems will have a digital version of the game. And it will come with the figures in the game. And you will not have to put them on the portal. You can just switch them in and out as you please.
Really?
Yes. It's the first time they're ever going to do this. So, yes. You can still... And like I said, you can... Like, if, for instance, Raygun, you already have a lot of portals.
Right.
You just buy the digital version. You'll already have the starter figures in the game. And then you can just use your old portal and then... you know, get the new characters.
Well, yeah, because me personally, out of the portals I've seen thus far, my favorite is still my old trusty standby, my wireless Wii portal that I had for the original game. I just love that thing. And knowing that I could use that again, utilize it for that makes me very, very happy.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to point out, and I hope, Skylanders people, that you listen... maybe a little DLC this time. Maybe some racing. Wouldn't that be interesting to be able to actually incorporate racing into this game? They already have the vehicles.
They haven't announced anything. However, they've been hinting at there might be actual racing.
I think that would be... Because really, now you're talking two games in one. And I think that's huge for the franchise. Because, again, what are we up to, number five now? This is the fifth game.
This is Sky 5, yeah.
Now you're pulling at strings a little bit. You're trying to figure out what direction to take it in. We had heard a lot of rumors in the last few months, one of which was time travel. They were talking about that for a while. So the vehicle thing was really out of left field for me. I did not see that coming at all. So when we posted that up on the site, which, by the way, www.arcadearchives.com right now.
The arcadearchives.com.
Right. So no more WordPress, guys. When I saw it, I was like, really? Like, wow, this could be potentially a very, very good game in the franchise. But the only way it's going to be really good is if they incorporate racing elements into it. I mean, if you're just using the vehicle to go get something, it's all right. I mean, it's like all the other platformers that have done that. But if you incorporate a secondary game into it, I think you got something.
Here's some bonus news, and this is more of a rumor news than anything else. But apparently what happened was Toys R Us got super excited about this game coming out. They actually may have jumped the gun and said that this is going to be the first time Skylanders is going to have online co-op.
Wow.
Now, apparently, they had pulled the ads, because they're not ready to announce it yet. Maybe it's not fully implemented into the game as of yet. But this may actually be the first online co-op interactive figure game.
Which is interesting because, again, when we get to the Amiibo news, probably Sir Luna will be bringing this up a little bit. But with Splatoon being really the first online game of the Wii U library, this will probably happen. I would say that this is going to be the norm. Now we're starting to jump into the realm of all the other systems and being able to play games online with other people. So that's very exciting news. I'm pretty excited about this game.
Right.
So, okay. Was that everything you got
there? That's pretty much everything for now.
Okay.
Most of my information came from IGN, from a Game Informer, and also from the Skycast, which I listen to as well. And we've got a lot of information. I'm very excited about this. If you haven't seen the teaser trailer, it doesn't really give you much.
No.
At all, but... at least it sets the stage for, you know, the actual gameplay and stuff like that. So that'll be interesting.
And honestly, it's a teaser trailer before E3. Right. So I, again, don't think we're going to see any real actual gameplay until after E3. And then that's when we're really going to start seeing things really hit the wall. So, okay, so that's our Skylanders.
Next
so
round.
So let's jump right in with Jabbo and let's talk about a little Disney Infinity, shall we?
Do it, man.
Is Disney Infinity the world of your choice? Let's take a look inside.
All right, so let's first start off with talking some new news about Disney Infinity 3.0. Now, these are the things that have been confirmed since our last Interactive Figures podcast. We did have an announcement to confirm about the Disney Pixar Inside Out playset that was officially announced, but also announced is that every single one of the five main characters from the film will be playable interactive figures. We have Joy, Sadness, Disgust, Anger, and Fear. All five you can play as. So that's going to be really, really big. And I was just very fortunate enough, if you've been following with the Star Wars Weekends articles I've been posting up on the site, Star Wars Weekend's been going on at Hollywood Studios, and they do have Disney Infinity 3.0 available there to see and to play. And
wow.
I was fortunate enough to play two different versions of the Star Wars games. The Star Wars playset for episodes 1 through 3 called Twilight of the Republic, and then the playset for episodes 4 through 6, Rise Against the Empire.
Wow.
And Twilight of the Republic, the prequel playset, it's very lightsaber combat oriented. Very, very, very lightsaber combat oriented. I was able to play as Obi-Wan Kenobi. They also had Ahsoka Tano there available to play. They had Anakin Skywalker, Yoda, and if you unlocked him within the mission, you could play as Darth Maul.
Wow, oh, wow. That's cool.
Yes. Very, very interesting that they had all of those figures available for us to play as. Now, the gameplay itself for Twilight of the Republic is very, very, very similar to Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Do we have any fans of The Force Unleashed out here?
I liked it. It's all right.
It was good. It was good. It was a decent way to combine the lightsabers and Force combat because they've realized that, okay, while we're playing Disney Infinity, one of your buttons, the use button, the interact button, you're never touching it and you're never using it. You're jumping, you're dodging, and you're attacking, but you've got a fourth button just sitting there. So that is going to be used as the force button. So anytime you can force push and force pull things closer or away from you by pushing
that
button.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yes. Now, before with Disney Infinity 2.0, the attacks were very hold this button, press the button, tap it in sequence, 1, 2, 3, tap in sequence twice, hold it the third time. They are getting much more intricate with the combat system, with jumping attacks, adding your force combinations. Very, very Force Unleashed. They had special powers for the Jedis, an extra high jump, a force dash, just making running around the field very, very easy. And some of the animations for the combat were just absolutely spectacular. They were gorgeous HD. I got to slash apart some super advanced battle droids, and I sliced them right down from head to toe, and then the two arms for the battle droid tried to hold themselves together and then just collapsed to the ground. So it still does have that wonderful Disney Infinity humor in a part to just the game. Experiences, they look the exact same. Experience orbs, you have your greens, your blues, your oranges, and your purples. So very, very similar to 2.0 combat in that regard. But my personal favorite, I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. I love the original trilogy. I love playing the Rise Against the Empire. And the specific mission that I was able to play was the Death Star Trench Run.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And
awesome.
For those of you who are familiar with the old Star Wars trilogy arcade, the original one, very on-the-rails shooter against the TIE fighters flying around the Death Star. Very similar to that.
Oh, well, even like the Atari version from 1983, where you had to go through the, avoid the catwalks and down to the thermal, port and drop the detonator. And yes, I remember it exactly.
Yes, and you were. There were subsections to the mission itself where, okay, during this part, now you have to shoot down all the TIE fighters. Now during this part, you have to dodge out of the way of the trenches and the turrets. During this part, you've got to protect your allies. And you were graded after every single subsection of the mission. And of course, spoiler, ending with you taking down the Death Star.
What?
No.
I know.
No. You guys have had...
Well, now I don't... Now I don't
just
have to play the game.
Hear that out.
Oh man!
Now what about you, gamesters? What do you guys think about all this?
It seems like everything's really cool.
I do kind of miss the whole entire Dark Force from the PC. What was that?
Dark Force.
Dark Forces. Yeah.
Enjoyed that. So, I was kind of hoping that they would put a little bit of that in there, but it sounds like to me that they're still working on it. Am I correct? Or
yeah, well, I mean, with the toy box, someone could probably make the level of Dark Forces because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Banky, but you can actually make like first person and side scrolling and all that stuff in the toy box. Am I wrong?
Absolutely, you are correct on that aspect. You can make any level that you really want to. Myself, I'm looking very forward to just creating all of my favorite levels from the old Super.
Oh, Super Star Wars!
Oh my gosh.
Super Star Wars, Super Empire Strikes Back, Super Return of the Jedi.
That would be so cool.
That would be so cool.
Still have that game.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, man.
Yeah.
From the Super Nintendo.
They should have called it Super Incredibly Hard Star Wars, too, man. Holy cow.
It's super incredibly inaccurate Star Wars.
And how about those flips, man? He could do some ninja flips in that game.
Well, I also, I want your reaction to this there, the Winston and Azrael. The developer of the combat system for Star Wars is Ninja Theory, the same guys who did Ninja Gaiden and stuff like that. What'd you guys think about that?
No, that's Team Ninja, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Team Ninja. I'm sorry, Ninja Theory.
Ninja Theory worked on Heavenly Sword, and they worked on DMC.
Okay, my apologies. But what do you guys think?
I kind of admit this, but we never really played any of those ninja games too much. I know Epic Fail on our part, we did see a little bit of the action from Ninja Gaiden, but I know we fail as gamers. We're worthless. We're
shut up.
Games right. Are incredibly hard. Like, yeah. You'll rip up, like, you'll probably want to rip up all of your hair from your head. All the way down to your beard.
Oh,
like,
my
it's
gosh.
Is it as hard as, like, Dynasty Warriors or something like that?
No, it's much more difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so one thing that I did happen to notice, they did showcase Darth Maul, Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ahsoka Tano, Yoda. They had Han Solo, Chewbacca, a gorgeous Princess Leia figurine, and Luke Skywalker. Very noticeably absent was Darth Vader.
Ooh.
Among the group.
They're probably saving over last.
Probably.
Yeah, that's going to be E3 news,
now,
I bet.
I have another question for you there, Jabbo. So in 2.0, there are, in the Marvel games, there are the crossover coins.
Yes.
Do you know if they're going to have those in the Star Wars one as well, or what?
That was exactly how we were able to unlock Darth Maul. And one of the cool things about these Star Wars play sets is that all of the figurines will be able to play in any of the play sets.
Oh, wow. So you'll be able to go to prequels with Luke Skywalker and stuff like that?
As inaccurate as it would be, you could play Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader in the same playset at the same time.
Wow.
Wouldn't that cause a rift in time and space and destroy everything? And they would cut to a shot of the New Hope explosion 2.0. Pff, you know,
I'll
be all over.
I'll contact the doctor. I'll ask him.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, good idea.
Episode, it would be episode 5 when Anakin shoots the mask off the Darth Vader's face in his dream on. I can't remember what the name of the planet was.
Dagobah.
It was on Dagobah, and that was Luke.
That was Luke,
not Anakin.
Oh my gosh!
Because then a rift would have opened up, and it would have been all over right then and there.
Right then and there. Exactly.
Anything from the other sets? Just the Star Wars set? I figure since it's Star Wars weekends, they probably don't have anything else, but...
Yeah, because it was Star Wars weekends, they didn't showcase any of the other play sets. I do enjoy the fact that the actual play sets, the figure for the play set itself, the physical plastic mold for Twilight of the Republic episodes 1 through 3, they are lightsabers crisscrossed, and for episodes 4 through 6, Rise Against the Empire, of course, it's the Death Star.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And they also did have a Minnie Mouse and a Mickey Mouse, classic Minnie and Mickey figurines. They weren't available to play. But yeah, it was really, really fun, really interesting how to play that. Goodness gracious, I am so excited for this game. They've also announced officially through Disney is that the standard price so far for starter sets for 2.0 and 1.0, they've been about $74.99, about $75. They are lowering the price down by about $10.
Wow!
Whoa!
$60
yes.
For the starter set?
Just around there.
Wow. Yep.
My gosh.
Noise.
Dude, if they get this right, they may be able to beat everyone else.
I think that's the plan. Yeah. I really do. Especially with the news, and I don't know if Sir Luna's going to bring this up, but the whole thing about the I guess it was the CEO of Disney Interactive complaining about Amiibo releases and stuff.
He made a little bit of a comment that was kind of a shot at Amiibos.
Yeah,
you know?
Slightly.
Yeah.
And of course, it wasn't Amiibo's fault, and we've talked about this in previous
Yes, we have.
So it was kind of a cheap move on his part.
And I agree there, but we'll get into that in a little bit, probably. So
yes.
One
of the developers was there at Star Wars Weekend. I was able to talk to her, and this is confirmed. My number one question, we all know that all of the 1.0 and 2.0, the characters, you will be able to play those in the 3.0 toy box. Will my play sets be able to play on the 3.0 game, the previous ones? Will it be backward compatible for the play sets?
Right.
No.
No.
No, it will not. They will never, ever, 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 ever be backward compatible.
Oh,
is there
stupid.
Any chance for DLC, perhaps, that I can download that on there? No. Why not? They don't have the time to put into that effort to make that happen.
Whoa. No offense. I know a lot of people out there love the Disney Infinity thing. I think a lot of what Disney's giving us, unfortunately, is a cop-out on this. Because you look at other companies. I mean, look at Skylanders alone. Everything is compatible. I mean, I haven't run into one figure at all that isn't reverse compatible to the next game. You know, and, you know, Amiibo still has to show itself a little bit more, but obviously Amiibo is more of a DLC content thing anyway, so you never know what you're going to get when you put it on the portal. To know that Disney is not willing to do this one, it really is a simple thing. You know, it boggles the mind.
I mean, even the superchargers, the cars you can use with any figure, you know, and you just don't get a power bonus. I mean, that's... That's crazy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but just kind of give us back on a light note and everything with our Infinity news. I did ask because it was confirmed that there is going to be new figures for the Marvel sets for everything, included in 3.0. There will be Ultron and a Hulkbuster Iron Man.
I will be getting that.
That is definite.
If not just the figure.
Those
I'd buy
two
that just put it on my shelf.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those two were announced, and they're supposedly going to be... They've announced a Marvel playset. They haven't announced what it will be. And I happened to ask the developer there, it's like, all the playsets usually come with two figures. Hulkbuster, Iron Man, and Ultron were both in the most recent Avengers movie, Age of Ultron. Is that what the playset is going to be? And she was like, that would be very smart, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
of course.
I guess it would be smart.
Yes, it would be smart.
It'd be smirt.
So pretty much almost saying it, but not completely saying it.
Right, okay. Makes sense.
But we're talking about Disney, and obviously that would be the move, because Disney is pretty much on point when it comes to things like that.
Well, and it also would make sense, since you already have all the Avengers anyways, you could just bring them over to Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, and Olaf will be a playable figure.
Are you kidding me? What are you going to do? Throw snowballs?
Popular enough as
well,
it is,
well,
you know?
Okay. To defend it a little bit, when Disney Infinity 1.0 came out, nobody knew what Frozen was. Nobody really cared what Frozen was.
Some of us still don't care what Frozen is.
They basically came out with both figures going, well, we don't know if these figures are going to be popular, but we'll bring them out anyways because the movie's coming out. But yeah. I didn't think they realized how big Olaf would have been. So I guess that just makes sense. All I want to know, though, is about Korra, Sam, and hopefully Tron.
And I want original Tron. I don't want legacy Rinsler. I want real Tron. I want real Sark. I'll tell you what. You come out with a playset that does that, you got me. Hey, bring in Black Hole, why don't you? Let's have a Vincent playset.
Well, they
with
had,
old Bob.
Had a lot of stuff from the. I know they had a lot of stuff from Black Hole, from Tron, from. What was that? The Condor Man.
Oh my God!
They had
Condor
the wings.
Man.
They had the wings
wow.
from Condor Man. You could fly around.
How about this? A Midnight Madness playset.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
A Midnight Madness playset. You know what I want? You know what I want? I want the jetpack from Rocketeer. Where is that?
Herbie the Love Bug. How about giving us Herbie the Love Bug? How hard would it be for a racing game with Herbie the Love Bug? Come on. That would be awesome. I mean, I could run Disney right now. I don't know what they're thinking about. I mean, it's crazy.
What about you, gamesters? What do you want to see in Disney Infinity?
The Rocketeer got me right there. That's just hit me right there.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How about Rocketeer and the Musketeers.
The Rocketeer and the Musketeers.
You gotta do them both. You gotta do the Musketeers and the Rocketeers. You gotta do both.
How about a Dick Tracy playset while we're at it?
I mean, technically, the Donald Duck figure had an alternate costume that was from the Three Musketeers movie.
Three Caballeros, yeah.
Mickey Donald Goofy Three Musketeers. He had skin from that.
Hey, how about DuckTales? You gotta love DuckTales.
They had the money bin, and they had... What else did they have from DuckTales? They had the money bin.
Darkwing Duck.
They had the rat catcher from Darkwing Duck. What else did they have, Banky? I don't remember.
They had
his motorcycle.
The rat catcher,
I think... Goodness gracious, I think that was it for DuckTales. It wasn't...
Just the money bin? They
All
had
right.
more.
Here we go. Here we go. How about giving us Gizmo Duck? How about this? Let's really go back. How about some gummy bears?
Oh, God.
How about this? I'll even go farther than that. How about the Wuzzles? Give us some Wuzzles.
Wuzzles.
Wuzzles. Yeah, it was the first cartoon they ever did on TV. I'm telling you, wouldn't that be a fun game if it was the gummy bears? I mean, come on. A Disney afternoon playset. What's that? That's not much to ask. It's not much to ask. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know what to think about with all the Star Wars stuff.
You ask for gummy bears, and we're going to give you Olaf versus Darth Vader.
that's pretty good enough.
Yeah, I know. That's actually pretty fun.
How about this? Right. How about this? Olaf throws a snowball. Darth Vader cuts it with the lightsaber. End of story. There you go. That's five seconds of fun right there.
I can see it. Olaf gives Darth Vader a hug, and that's why Darth Vader turns at the end of the movie.
And how about this? And then it goes back to like old school Mortal Kombat friendship and a little rainbow. Friendship. See? Yep, exactly.
Friendshipality.
I can just see the memes already with Darth Vader and Olaf next to each other. And it's just Anakin Skywalker at the end of episode 3, his lens cut off, looking at Obi-Wan. And it just says, some people are worth melting for.
Oh, no, I'm already thinking of a meme. I'm going to stop by 7-Eleven tomorrow, get a blue raspberry slushy, and call it Olaf. And just put that right over top of it as I'm drinking it. There you go.
Oh, God.
I still see Darth Vader, you know, with his lightsaber in the pool.
Snowball cannibalism.
Just melted them down like, yup, I got my pedal right here. He wants that summer. So that I gave it to him with his lightsaber.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. You just come out of nowhere with stuff there, Sir Winston.
Left field, dude.
I'm telling you.
I was going to say, I'm about to come up with some crazy stuff. I'd be mad at that hatter.
Slap him.
Slap him. Brutality on the Interactive Figure Podcast. What's next? All right, so we're is that pretty much what we've got for Disney Infinity this episode?
That's pretty much all we have this time.
Okay, fantastic.
If they add, however,
okay,
just a little quick tidbit.
Uh-huh.
So, in an interview with Game Informer, the vice president of production at Disney Interactive pretty much said that it's possible, take this with a grain of salt, possible for Kingdom Hearts figures to appear in a future version of Disney Infinity.
What?
No.
Oh my gosh, my heart just stopped.
There's no way.
My Kingdom Hearts stopped.
There's no way. Oh my god.
I mean, if this is true, I am definitely going to cave in and buy Disney Infinity 4.0, 5.0 just for this.
It'll be 10.0.
Don't do that, Sir Luna. I almost had a heart attack.
So we're talking about a game in a game in a game? I don't know.
It's Disney about Infinityception.
Wow. It's giving me a headache.
About a game about Disney.
That's weird. With Capcom figures. Then we'll have Street Fighter. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great, Street Fighter and Disney Infinity? I mean, Infinity. It's Infinity.
Infinity.
That's what they could call it because it's fan mashups. Disney Infinity.
All right. So I think we should give Sir Luna a...
Yes. Okay, our Amiibo forecast with Sir Luna. What do you got for us?
Let's take a look inside the crazy world of Amiibos.
Alright, so news is pretty scarce.
Oh, what else is new with Nintendo lately? At least until E3. Well, then they'll hit us with everything.
By then we'll know. So, another rumor just recently came up. Take this with a grain of salt. Apparently, Sega's Twitter is saying that Sonic's Amiibo is compatible with Hyrule Warriors in a different way.
What?
Yeah. Nothing else on that. So, maybe like a playable guest character, maybe?
In Hyrule Warriors?
Well, I know that they announced Hyrule Warriors for the 3DS.
Yes.
Which is weird. If the Amiibo is... By the way, did you hear about that, Gamesters? Hyrule Warriors on the 3DS?
The Hyrule Warriors having Sonic something different?
No.
No, the 3DS version.
Oh, the 3DS version.
We haven't heard that one yet.
Nope.
So, yep. I thought I saw something about it.
But we never checked into it.
I do love Hyrule Warriors, and if it's coming out for 3DS, there might be a... I might be going for that.
Well, okay. You guys might be getting that because you guys have played that longer than I have. What?
I actually like the game.
It's a good game.
I mean, as a portable, I think it'd be a great game.
Azrael, I want you to tell the people out there in internet land what level your character is at.
Over 9,000.
Huh?
162.
162. Right, there are the game completionists beaten to it to 200. Maybe, I don't know.
Wow.
Well, it's cool enough, but this guy can get me to play it, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to get him to play it anymore. He's so sick and tired of doing the same levels over and over. You know, we're kind of wishing for them to, hit out some more levels and maybe get...
Well, with the 3DS version, they probably might do that.
Yep. And, we're in the world of DLC now. I mean, obviously...
That would just rip my heart out is the fact that you have to restart all over from the very beginning. That would just...
This is how it's always been.
Yeah. So saith the NES, buddy.
All right. So, any other news there, Sue Lerner?
All right, so to those that caught wind in the mini Nintendo Direct, Chibi-Robo is getting a new game up on the 3DS.
Yes.
And exclusively bundled with that game will be a Chibi-Robo amiibo.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh!
And hold on. What color is he?
It's silver. And it's sitting on a green grassy perch with a brownish face.
In the game, though, he turns gold.
Yeah, he turns gold. Super Chibi Robo.
Super
is what it's
Chibi
called.
Robo. It's gonna be awesome. I'm so excited.
I think it's pretty cool that they're doing a side scroller game. because I wasn't really interested in playing the other Chibi Robo games. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding? All they were so much fun.
I've never heard of them until just recently.
I loved it.
Yeah, never heard of them.
But, I mean, I'll play the side-scroller. I love side-scrollers, so yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll definitely get this, too. I mean, I'm all for getting different kind of amiibo just for character variety, but I'm all for getting this game, too.
When are they scheduled to bring out the portal for amiibos for the 3DS?
No news on that just yet. Sometime in the fall was when it was slated.
Okay.
And of course, we got E3 coming up, so we're going to obviously hear a lot of information from Nintendo. You know as well as I do. Any news? I'm excited about this one. Any news on Yoshi's Woolly World?
Yes, I was going to get to that.
Yay!
All
right, so as you already know, we got the plush Yoshis coming out.
Yes.
And with the use of them, you can create a double of Yoshi to help you out on your journey. But not only that, but the amiibo that you place onto the gamepad, like, say, Mario, Luigi, or Peach, or whatever, you can get those skins and have your Yoshi wear them.
Oh, that's cool!
That is really, really cool.
I can have a Luigi Yoshi.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yoshi, what levels
The Winston, did you fall off your chair? Are you okay?
Okay, it's not even that bad. You should have a look at the Mario skin. It's a nightmare.
Yes, he has a mustache. It is so cool. I am so excited about this.
What is your thought, the Winston, because you fell off your chair?
It's mind-blowing to him.
He's just imagining Yoshi in a Princess Toadstool dress.
Oh, man.
Now,
that should never have gone before.
I just want to see what Yoshi would look like as a Bowser.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
As a Meta Knight. That'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my next question, actually. Is it compatible with all amiibos or just the Super Mario ones? Or just the Mario characters?
From what I can gather, at least 40 figures will be compatible with the game. And not just that, but they're also adding third-party support as well. So Pac-Man, Mega Man, and Sonic Patterns will make it, too.
Oh, yes. Ray just had a heart attack. Just gave Ray a heart attack.
So here's the thing. Because of my good friend Uber Nerd over here, he actually picked up Pac-Man for me. I finally have my Pac-Man amiibo. Now, I can't use him yet, but I have him and Donkey Kong.
Technically, you can if you get the free amiibo game. You can play the games for free.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to jump on that one. So, yeah, I mean, and that was exciting in itself because we're finally seeing these later characters that were supposed to be released months ago, but because of the embargo, were not released. So now we're starting to see Pac-Man and all the what are we up to?
Charizard.
Third generation, I think.
Wave four.
Okay, so yeah, we're up there. So I was excited because I got my Pac-Man and he looks awesome because he's old school.
He's
Pac-Man.
Big. He's a big figure too.
He is huge. So what else is going on? I can't wait to hear.
Nothing new on that front.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Luna. What exactly do the Splatoon amiibos do in the game Splatoon?
Okay, depending on the amiibo that you place onto the gamepad, you'll get different challenges. So, like, the single-player missions that you went through already, you're pretty much going to go through them again, but with different stipulations. So, they'll have, like, exclusive paint roller only, limited ink, that kind of stuff. But for each mission that you complete, you get coins, so you can buy some extra gear to go with that. And not only that, but you get to unlock some really cool costumes, like a samurai outfit, a very, like, high-tech outfit, and a school outfit, too.
I know, going on the subject of Splatoon real quick, I know that they gave away the free DLC with the Nintendo Zapper, which makes me absolutely happy, because I want to play with a Nintendo Zapper. Another question for you. Have you had any problem finding the 3-pack? Because I can't find it.
I was able to pre-order it the moment they announced it.
Okay, alright. Have you seen it in stores at all?
I haven't seen any in stores so far.
Any one of you guys out there seen it?
No.
Nope.
No. I haven't gone to the GameStop lately, so... Yeah, that's right. There, Pac-Man's down. We're all going to do a video game death now. That's great.
All right, so now that throws us into our next segment here. That's all the news you got there, Suluna?
Absolutely.
All right, okay, so... Thanks. E3 is coming up next week. We're very excited about it. We're going to have our next Interactive Figure podcast may have a special guest.
Oh!
I'm very, very excited about this.
Yes!
Yes! I'm very, very excited about it. We've been talking to him, and hopefully we'll be getting him on the podcast here, so I'm very... Not as special as the Gamesters.
No, no way. I'm still waiting for my autographs. I'm still waiting for my autographs I paid for 3 months ago.
Right.
So
right,
you
right.
know it's been bad.
Especially
anyway.
The Winston.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. He's got to learn how to write still, doesn't he? I don't know.
Anyways, so here's my question to everybody. Okay. All right.
No, not any more questions.
Yeah. We got more questions. All right. So.
This was about to be a test.
Well, you should have studied. All right, so...
I did a report for Starbucks.
Azarel, smack him.
Smack already happened.
One more for good measure.
Yeah, one more for good measure.
Oh, wow. All
right. That
one burned the skin.
Wow. Okay, so with E3 coming up...
What skin?
Completely... This is complete speculation, okay? What do you think, interactive figure-wise, we're going to hear?
The release day of the Wave 5 Amiibo, when we're going to be able to pre-order them.
Okay.
And possibly announcements of Wave 6 Amiibos. And I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say Duck Hunt Dog maybe in one of them.
Oh, yeah! Duck Hunt Dog!
Yeah. Hey! Where's my Stanley? I'm still waiting.
Oh,
I'm still waiting for Stanley.
Get over it.
I don't want to.
All right, Jabbo.
So for Infinity for E3, definitely release dates. We're set for fall 2015, but we're going to get release dates for everything, hopefully. And I'm thinking we might finally get to see a little bit more about the third Star Wars playset, the one that is based on the upcoming Episode 7 Force Awakens.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll see some characters, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe we'll some see. Characters, maybe some more.
They may, you know what though, they may keep that close underneath because with the movie not coming out until, what, December? You know, it's, yeah. We may hear a little bit. I don't think we're going to see characters. I mean, maybe the ones they've already announced, but...
Probably like BB-8 and stuff like that.
Kylo Ren. Yeah.
Okay, Ray Gun.
Oh, you're going to ask me something?
Yes. Same question.
Okay. What was the question?
Interactive... all right, old man. Interactive figure-wise... what do you think they'll be announcing? At E3.
Okay, what game?
Any
game? It's going to be... obviously we're going to hear a lot more about Skylanders. I think they're going to probably announce at least the, I would say, Series 1 of their roster.
Right.
Will definitely be at E3. I'd like to see more vehicles. In the trailer... They even had a submarine and a jet, which really got me going because I'm thinking not only racing, but we got flying and we got underwater combat. So
well, from what I heard with Game Informer, they said that the aerial combat is very reminiscent of, here we go, Star Fox.
Oh, my God. I'm already standing in line now. Do you realize what this is? I mean... This game is, I'm telling you, this game is going to be I don't know what, at first I didn't know what to think, but it's going to be a game changer. I think they're going to pull it out here and say, here it is. And I don't know. I think it's going to be an amazing piece of software. I mean, I was impressed with Trap Team, which I have yet to get. And now with this one coming out, I'm cheap. It'll be down at $20, and then with the $10,
I'm pre-ordering it. I've already decided.
And then with the $10 coupon, it'll be $10 for me. So it's a win-win, you know.
All right. So the Gamesters, what do you guys think?
That one here. I don't want to get hit anymore.
Oh, okay.
He's moving across the room now. He is very well.
I want to see a little more with what the a little more from the Meebos. Nintendo. It's great that we use them as prize tokens and stuff like that, but the prizes for like Hyrule Warriors is just horrible. Horrible, horrible. I mean, why give somebody you only can use them once per day and you only get one ruby for some of them.
They only want you to unlock those better weapons as you play the game, not by cheating and using Amiibo. I think they've done a great job here.
Here's another question for you.
You scan it, and then you only get one ruby.
Right. That's
one ruby. I mean, that's hurting. That's not a present. That's, you know, you don't give somebody a penny for their present. Here you go. Here's one penny. Use it and spend it.
Hey, that one rupee could help you out. You never know.
That one rupee could feed a starving child, okay?
That could be...
You get to save it up 1,000 times.
That's right.
And even 10 dino fans and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what? It would be neat if Nintendo made something kind of like the that me area, but with these and stuff, make a Hyrule, but an Amiibo version. Yeah. And you have your Amiibo just kind of walk around in this area, and you can kind of dress them up in funny stuff.
I technically feel like they should start looking to do something similar to
like that, right? But make it like their own thing.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Make like a Hyrule Warriors set of Amiibos?
You could. That'd be neat.
I would love to see Sia as an Amiibo. I love her. She's just...
Was there something creepy about that I love her? I don't know. I'm just like...
Oh, no. Is this his new waifu?
Miku Amiibo.
Well, I mean, Miku is getting her own
Ditto 3DS. That's never gonna happen.
Yay! I get to do the beating!
Oh, now he's going overboard.
Do
we have to call DCF on you guys or what? I'm sorry. Gosh. Oh, man. Okay, so where are we out? I don't know. I don't know how to end the show with that one. That's weird. Okay, so where are we at? We're okay. Okay, so we've hit everything at this point, I think, including
a ball-peen hammer.
No, don't do my zeros.
With a rubber hand, with a rubber frying pan. Okay. So anyway, all right, so that's everything for this episode of the Interactive Figure Podcast. That's the one we're still on, right?
Yeah, we're on the Interactive Figure Podcast.
Where we are, because we have so many guests today. It's star-studded around here.
It
I don't
is.
Know.
We're,
I'm thinking about
it.
I should have dressed my tuxedo today.
No.
Well, yeah. All right.
My sexiness.
I know. It's pretty scary. It's 70s. It's frilly, and it's peach-colored. So it's,
rough. I didn't need to see that.
It's rough. So anyway, I would like to thank each and every one of you for listening to our little show here, and I think it's going very well. We're up to episode 2, so
woo!
Yeah, it's gangbusters. So anyway, listen again. I think we're going to be on right after E3. Give us like a week afterward, kind of take everything in, and then we're going to give our humble opinions. Maybe these two wackos over here will come back and join us and with their fun and frivolity that they've thrown into this show.
It's just
been amazing. And violence. And violence. I don't have to watch my Three Stooges marathon tonight. So, So anyway, let's go around and say goodbye, everybody.
This is UberNerd527. Thank you guys very much for joining us. Don't forget to watch... watch out for Tales from the Game Grid, the monthly comic. Don't forget my other podcast, Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. We did anime this month. Check it out. Gamesters are joining us over there. And also, of course, the Gamesters, right, guys? We're on YouTube. So jump join us.
And that's scary because there's video involved in that one.
You actually get to see our handsome mugs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I see voice modulation in this right here. Right. This is the evil laugh part.
All right. So, Jabbo, go ahead, man.
So, everyone, like, you know, thanks for listening in. This is Jabbo 23-8. You can catch me at our newest site in the Arcade Archives Network at thedailyblammo.wordpress.com. We have a lot of fun stuff there. We're hoping to get more content out there. We're still a little new, so hang in there with us.
Absolutely.
Okay, literally. Yeah.
Okay, Sir Luna. That was it.
That was it.
That's all you got to say.
Sign
that
out.
That is it. You know, you got to love Sir Luna. Short to the point. He's ready to go. All right, everybody. So on behalf of everyone, I want to thank everybody for joining us. And we'll see you the next time on the next Interactive Figure Podcast. I almost said that wrong because I'm just thinking of everything. Bye, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Another one in the can. Woohoo.
The Interactive Figure Podcast is a part of the Arcade Archives Network and is produced by What's This Button Do Productions. What does this button do? I have no hands, so I cannot push it. I must go now. Goodbye.